News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Marathon County's district attorney is asking the court to find the driver of last Friday's crash that killed two teens delinquent. The adjourned initial appearance was finished this afternoon in juvenile court for the 16-year-old girl that was unlicensed and behind the wheel when she lost control of a sport utility vehicle. The vehicle with 10 young people under 18 were traveling to the Eau Claire Dells Park to go swimming when the crash occurred. 12-year-old Riley Stevenson and 12-year-old Desiree Landowski died from their injuries. Today, prosecutors filed a motion to change the venue of the case. They did not exactly say why. Judge Greg Huber recused himself from the case, saying he knows the grandparents of one of the crash victims. Now, Oneida County Judge Michael Bloom has been assigned to the case, and he will oversee all future court proceedings. Again, the names cannot be released. They are juveniles. An update on the two convenience store robberies in Stevens Point Monday. The man in custody is 29-year-old Kenneth J. Grohalski of Plover. Police say that Grohalski has been charged with two counts of robbery and two counts of theft for crimes at the Southside BP and the Westside Mobile Station, plus another count of attempted robbery from the July incident at the Westside Mobile. Another man that was driving the vehicle Grohalski was caught in could face criminal charges, but he was released Monday. Investigators are still trying to determine if that man had any knowledge or involvement in the actual robberies. Grohalski, in the meantime, still in jail on a $50,000 cash bond. He was free on a $500 signature bond awaiting sentencing on drug charges when he was picked up for the two robberies. A federal judge said today that he would not put a hold on his ruling against Wisconsin's photo ID voter law while an appeals court reviews his decision. State Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen asked both District Judge Lynn Edelman and the Seventh Circuit Appellate Court in Chicago to issue a stay to the April ruling, which found the ID requirement unconstitutional. The appellate panel is giving the law's opponents until next Tuesday to file legal briefs to say why the law should stay on the shelf for now. Edelman says he's rejecting Van Hollen's request because of the likelihood he would win his appeal is very low. A couple of yesterday's elections got a little closer than they thought. First of all, recount is likely in the state assembly district covering much of north-central Wisconsin. Overnight returns showed that Michael Bubb won yesterday's Republican primary by just 3 votes over James Edming. However, Russ County officials now admit that they gave fourth-place finisher Scott Noble 20 votes by mistake, and Edming should have received them. If that's the case, Edming would have won the primary by 17 votes. Bubb says he's not happy with what happened, and he'll likely request a recount if the loss is confirmed. In Sheboygan County, the clerk is blaming computer problems for the delay in counting ballots, and that caused the 6th District U.S. House primary to get a lot closer overnight. The Associated Press had declared Glenn Grothman the winner of the GOP primary before most observers went to bed. The final tally had Grothman defeating Joe Liebham by only 214 votes out of about 65,000 cast in the four-way primary. The margin is within the half-percent threshold, and that would give Liebham a free recount if he wants one. He cannot ask for it, though, until after each county does a final canvass of votes next week. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Mike Brundling tonight. Clear and cool with a light northeast breeze, a low of 47 degrees. In the Northwoods, you could see lows in the upper 30s. For Thursday, mostly sunny and a high of 76. Partly cloudy Thursday night, down to 52. Then Friday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or a thunderstorm. More humid, too, and a high of 79. Partly sunny Saturday with a chance of showers and storms. Humid and a high of 80. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.